All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I've been looking through some of gaming's most storied franchises.
Going back and looking at your sensible worlds of soccer, Pro Evolution Soccer, FIFA, UEFA. Yeah.
Mega Man Soccer. Just legends of classic gaming. You know, okay. I bought this shirt at a Target. It says old school, and there's a picture of a Nintendo controller.
That's bullshit, because we got a product taken down off of an online storefront because it had something that looked vaguely like an NES controller. I want the person who made that old school shirt to go to hell.
It might be licensed.
I will sentence them to hell.
I think Target arguably might have more licensing power than we do.
That's a bit of a
six in one hand, half dozen
yeah,
another.
Yeah, that's your opinion. Continue though.
No. So I have here this bin of games here, but the spine is in facing in, so you can't see it. And I want you to rifle through and pick one out. And these are just gaming's most storied franchises. We're okay. talking about Sensible World of Soccer.
Yes. Okay. So rifle choice. Okay. Okay.
Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow?
That's a good Castlevania game.
Castlevania DOS. That's awesome. Shit, dude.
I mean, I thought that would have been a waff, but okay. Oh, wait. Yeah, no. It's not like D.O.S. It is
Castlevania Divinity Original Sin? Finally. I mean, shit, Tactics dude. Castlevania.
Actually, that would be good.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
Oh, Castlevania Disc Operating System.
You were so excited about Castlevania Tactics that you briefly turned into Henchman 21.
I was excited.
Wait, DOS, like the command line? Like not.
Yeah, the disk operating system. Just wait until you see how excited I am for DOS. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
You're listening to Epic Suffering. Son, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you.
Okay. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. And for this premium episode, we are talking about Castlevania for the MS-DOS operating system. Does that make the transition gracefully? No.
Yeah. Did you know there was a DOS version of Castlevania?
No, I didn't. And when I saw it come across the transom, I thought that it would be like the DOS version of Mega Man. You know, that's what I thought we were working with.
Yeah.
Yep. No, this is actually like a faithful port of Castlevania that is, you know, just not on a system that can handle the smooth scrolling that is necessary for a Castlevania to work.
One inch at a time.
Yep.
You conquer Dracula's castle a literal inch at a time.
Yeah. What if Castlevania, but stripey? Yep.
And with kind of uncanny coloring. You know, because the colors are different. I actually really love that. Like,
yeah.
I think that this looks like striking and cool in some points. Just how weird and bold.
Yeah.
These colors are. But yeah, other than that, though, this is absolute hot trash, and in no universe should you even attempt.
Well, what's hilarious, I mean, something that was funny to me was, like, I don't know, I kind of felt like for games that had, like, jump and action on DOS, it was pretty, like, pretty established that, like, control would be jump and option would be action, right? Or no, alt.
Control and alt.
And alt. Yeah.
Come to America, dude.
So, yeah. Options what they call it on Mac.
Get out of here.
But in this one, space whips and enter jumps.
Yeah, into jumping is really hard to get used to.
Yeah.
It's like the old, every once in a while you'll play an old computer game where the left mouse button jumps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hold up.
No, wait.
Or like we did Ultima Underworld.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It defaults to that. And I'm like, that feels off.
That is not the primary thing I'm doing in this video game, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. There's all kinds of PC port of Ninja Turtles problems with this as well.
Yeah.
Where certain things just don't work or work really differently. Like Holy Water is no longer good.
Right. Because it just kind of
the frame issues
creates a little, it's not like the whole field of Holy Fire. It's like this is just like a little, you know, projectile is all it does.
And because it's so freemy, people who, you know, I didn't get to the end of this, but I watched somebody play it because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to die someday. it is the stopwatch is the power item because everything moves so like herky jerky that you want to be able to freeze them.
Okay.
So stopwatch is OP.
That makes sense. Anything else, like, again, deploying those, pressing up on the directional pad, up in space, literally nothing. That's not anything. You never press those two together.
No, it's a real weird command.
Yeah.
Did the person who put this in the box say anything about it? I wonder if there were any like special memories or what have you.
Yeah, I'm gonna look here. This may have been one that was Castlevania for DOS. This is our good friend Sam, who said, here's another thing you had as a DOS gamer. Farty, not quite right ports of NES games. This is not even close to as bad as some Capcom games I bought in a bundle as a kid. Luckily, at the same time, those Capcom games, at the same time that I got those Capcom games, I got the Horde, an awesome Toys for Bob game. Yeah. So I think,
I remember seeing ads for the Horde.
Mm-hmm. And Toys for Bob is good company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Bob.
Yeah.
It puts us in a weird spot because we've covered Castlevania.
We have.
For real. And this is still Castlevania.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And I don't know that colors. I don't know that I have like an awful lot of new material about this. There are some went on to GameFAQs, there's some contrarian reviews that people have done. Mm-hmm. Of the original Castlevania. Here's a 3 out of 10 review. I'll await your poorly written hate mail with open arms.
Oh, what an iconoclast.
I'll ease into things slowly here. Chances are you already noticed the score and had to suppress yourself from vomiting all over your pants and shouting blasphemy as soon as you saw it. It would be really hard to vomit and shout at the same time. Although whenever I do vomit, it is always through a scream.
I vocalize a lot during a vomit.
Yeah, you have to, you know, it's the way you manage pain. Perhaps I'm exaggerating. He said they continue.
Oh, okay.
Or it, really or it would seem like this to my readers. Well,
perhaps I'm not.
Hey, performatively not liking popular things in order to get some invisible clout that never actually shows up, that's our thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't actually worked out for us.
No.
But maybe you'll have better luck. What a ding dong.
Act 1, the useless hero. Your quest begins with Simon Belmondo. Simon Belmont's Latin American twin. I don't know what they're I have no idea what they're going for with that.
They're just having fun with their words.
Yeah, I think so.
You know?
Sounds are fun, you know, Belmondo. Yeah.
Yeah. Just doing some fun sentences. instead of talking about that, I don't want to talk about that. I moved.
You did move, yes.
And I have a couple stories that I have for Abject Suffering.
Okay.
For us that happened.
Gotcha.
So I had to move during the hottest day that's ever happened in Portland.
Okay.
In the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that fucking sucks. There's no story there. It just, that was horrible.
Right, right.
But, you know, being somebody who asks people how they're doing and, like, chats with them, you know, I run into weirdos.
Of course.
And have a tale of four weirdos for you.
A tale of four weirdos. Do you have like an order that you're going to present these in, or can we pick them like it's a Mega Man?
Oh, let's do it like Mega Man in honor of Castlevania and storied game franchises. And also, I don't know how much Pocket's coming through, but he's upset about something.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the clue things for them, and I'll let you know one of these, not funny, just super sad.
Ooh.
So there's a whammy in there.
That's the final boss.
You can hit the Chunky. So just know that Chunky might pop up and eat your points.
Do you know what he does? Gary, my laptop don't is talk. Very expensive.
don't talk. Oh, he wants me to wear my own hat. Okay. Here are your four categories to choose from. Advice on women.
Okay.
Read the room.
Ooh.
Colitis comedy.
What colitis? Like ulcerative colitis? Colitis comedy. Yep.
And insensitive to the homeless.
Insensitive to the homeless.
Those are the four categories of weirdos who I talk to.
Okay. Any of these could be the bummer to me. The one that seems least likely to be a bummer is Read the Room.
Okay. So when I was moving and getting my keys, I took a lift over on the first hottest day.
Okay.
Sunday, Monday, two hottest days. I was going over and getting my keys and doing something, heading over here a day early in a lift. And I took a lift back. And the guy did not have air conditioning.
Okay.
And I swear to fucking God, you know, we're all just like, we're sweating our ball. I mean, when I say hottest, like for people who don't know, but it's like 115 degrees, right?
Yeah. Like, and like, you
know, third hottest place on earth for a day or and something like that.
Proteins necessary for human life to function start to denature at like 104.5.
Yes. So I definitely like gave myself heat exhaustion and was worried I killed one of my movers. Like,
right.
Like this whole thing fucking sucked. Yeah. Incredibly trying. So I'm just like sweating and irritable and dehydrated and stuff. Mm-hmm. And this guy who I'm
what thing, else is new?
100%. Like I'm dehydrated all the time. Right. I'm the dehydrated gamer. that's my brand. I don't drink water. A song comes on his mix that is a rap song about how good the sun is and how great it is to be out in the sun.
Oh God.
And dude like is like, hell yeah, and bumps it. And I've never like I was gonna say I've never been more mad. Of course I've been more mad.
Right.
You know, actual bad things have happened. But the it fucking sucked because the song is all like, you know, I go outside, the sun bakes my brain, gives me cool ideas, makes me feel real sane. It's you know, about how just good it is. And everyone like they're just like, oh, people just dying left and right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people are getting bussed to cooling centers for free with their pets so they don't die.
Yeah.
Like next door is full of people begging for fans because they have infants.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, and they don't want to have die.
And he's driving and the car is like going up and down like it's the goddamn Sabotage video because the roads are buckling under the heat.
Yes. Like the power lines are melting
right
in the fucking city. And he's just like, hell yeah, I love to get out in the sun. Sun makes me feel good. The sun's real fun.
The star that's closest is the mostest.
Yeah. I love how it gives me life. You know, I love how it gives a tan to my wife. And he also kept calling me sir in a tweaky way.
Okay.
Four stars.
Okay. Guy. Yeah.
I gave him my one of my lower lift reviews because like I can't have this fucker again.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
Like if it was just the no AC, it's like, okay, he's gotta be in that all day, you know, and I have to be in it for 20 minutes, like whatever. But
and who cares, right? Yeah, like it's like most of the time you don't need it. It's climate change that is now turning Portland into like shitty heat zone.
It's one of the summer. Well, one of the ways that people choose where to live is the fucking climate, actually.
Yeah. and now there are heat domes
mm-hmm.
that come up. We get domed. You know, we
didn't used to get domed. Kind of getting domed. Yeah.
Getting domed.
Nasty boys. We haven't talked for like a week and a half, so yeah. this is pent up.
Like to provide gnome.
Pent up juvenilia. So he was extolling the benefits of the sun.
Yeah, blasting it for all about, you know, people who are struggling to like crawl down the sidewalk.
And right, stuff. Right.
So that's it for that. Like again, it's not a big story. Mm-hmm. It's just the story of four weirdos I met during my move. But that's the first weirdo.
All right.
Who was irritating in like a Larry David way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the one of these that I think has the highest possibility of being the bummer is insensitive to the homeless.
You think? Okay, I was trying to go with a more obfuscating name for that and yeah. kind of panicked. So that one is real sad.
Okay, I didn't want to open with the bummer. I don't want to close with the bummer. I want to have two funny ones. To get us to get us out of the bummer zone. So let's go with boss number four, insensitive to the homeless.
Okay. The other 4-star Lyft review I gave was the guy who took me at the end. Like I'd gone back to my place and gotten the last little bits of stuff. And he was like a dude who he looked like he was trying to look like Eminem. Okay. Which I'm not trying to say that as like in a Tucker Carlson, like, pull up your pants. I'm Bill Cosby. I'm respectable. You know, not trying to do that. But he kept calling me boss. Got called boss.
So first guy called you sir. The second guy called you boss.
And one of the movers called me boss.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a weird weekend for the shit. But, you know, just talking to this dude, making conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, because I had to, like, you know, it wasn't optional. He kind of forced me into it. And he's talking about how the thing about how it's hard to find a new car now because of the chip shortage.
OK, you know? Yeah.
Bragging about his car and stuff.
Was it a nice car?
It was a pretty fancy car.
OK.
I don't know what kind, but it was fancy. Out of fucking nowhere, he's like, man, I'll tell you a story that removed all my remorse for the homeless. That's his opening sentence in the middle of nothing.
Wait a minute. So nothing that he had been talking about was pertaining to the unhoused in Portland.
The thing that he doesn't like about it, it's related to cars.
Okay.
But the way he introduced it was talking to me about chips and then just being like, man, I'll tell you a story.
Yeah.
About how I lost all my remorse for the homeless.
Yeah. You know, comparing like, you know, so you got those kind of sneakers, huh? That's cool. I got some opinions on the Rothschilds.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, oh, is it related to shoes? Yes, but wait a minute.
Like,
I'll get there. Yeah. Hold your horses. You know, it's gonna so apparently this dude he's doing Lyft and he's taking care of his mom who can't get around. And she called him at one point. She had gone into a medical appointment and her car got stolen.
Okay.
So this dude, this horrible shit, I'm not saying that's good. But he went around to like areas around town where he had huge Dermot energy.
Okay.
He was something like an Eminem Dermot or a rap Dermot, you know?
Okay.
And he was telling me like he went around to these places where people strip cars. And I don't know how true any of this is because it had huge like bullshit.
Well, he's describing himself going on like a Liam Neeson's Taken quest to get the car.
100%.
Yeah,
like or like he knows all the places in the town that are like those places where they put teens in the Ninja Turtles movie, like, you know, like those little underground cigarette warehouses.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ninja Turtle puts teens in. Uh-huh. So he's like, yeah. So I went and I checked out my usual spots, you know, boss. And then I went and I saw my mom's car and I was like, whoa, you know. And I went there and there's a guy under it, a homeless guy who was like stripping. I pulled him out and I beat the crap out of him.
How did he know the guy was homeless?
I don't know.
Okay.
I legitimately didn't want to ask this guy follow up questions.
No,
because he was as a flex. He was telling me how he beat up a houseless person.
Right. Right.
So okay. It's pretty fucking gross, right?
Yeah. Pretty bad.
You know, you're not in a city for that.
No,
like I understand, you know, we have Lake Oswego, like we have parts of Portland where people are shits, but, you know, you're kind of making a bet. You're going to run into yeah, real asshole if, and be if, like, they're gonna be like, hell yeah, brother, like, tell me more, we have much to discuss.
Yeah, if your reaction upon seeing an unhoused person is to feel the need to commit violence, Portland might be different towns for you, you know.
Yeah because there's several of them.
Yeah.
And also typically, like, mm-hmm. the prevailing attitude is don't do violence.
Yeah.
And this specific one who had stolen his mother's car in this guy's likely line of bullshit.
Right.
You know, the houselessness, the homelessness part of it was not the important
no,
part.
No, the important part was like, but like for him to say that this person stole my car and therefore I feel no remorse for what anything that happens to. Yeah, no remorse for the
homeless because I dragged him out from it. And I gotta tell you, so he saw me make a face even through my mask. Like, I did not want to get into a whole thing.
Right.
And it's still 110 degrees out this day.
Are you in the back seat or the front seat?
Back seat.
Okay.
So it's a part of the mandate during pandemic-y times.
Gotcha.
So I still need to get to where I'm going. And I feel like there's probably people who listen to these kind of stories and like, you coward, you should have told him off. Like, I get it.
You gotta spend your energy where it's going to make a difference.
I just fucking moved in 115 degree heat. Yeah, like I'm dying. I need to like go lay down and I do not have energy for this shit. Mm-hmm. But the thing that made me furious about this asshole is that he saw me make a like, oh, so now you don't have remorse for the homeless, like, facial expression. And he's like, yeah, man. I mean, when I get it, you know, I feel bad for him. When I saw him, you know, I was triggered. Ooh. And he's like co-opting the language.
Oh, yeah.
To try to appeal to. I fucking hate this dude.
It's like when you like unironically hear somebody in real life echo the Fox News talking point, like, Joe Biden is the most racist president we've ever had.
Yeah. Oh, dude, ooh, tell me more.
Yeah, okay.
Like, oh, dude, ooh, that sounds like a factor. That sounds like a Snapple fact I'd like to get to know.
let's just peel that lid up there and take a look. I want to see some citations on this. Let's go deep, my friend. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me everything. It's like when Forrest McNeil meets the racist. And they go to his garage and they're like, oh yeah, well, I mean, you know, the way they try to take Obama tries to take our guns, it's like Hitler.
Yeah, but, like, but well, don't you, you like, you like
well, yeah, but not, but once he started doing that Obama stuff, I didn't like him.
Like, that's when it all started going to hell.
Yeah, incredible moment. Like, so, bigots were, you know, trying to like elbow you and be like, come on. It's the grossest, dumbest shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, just the fact that for a moment they feel like they're going to get common cause out of you for it.
Yeah.
But also, like, that's a serious thing. The language of the left being co-opted by fascist assholes.
It fucking sucked. Yeah. And then also, like, regardless of how much has happened, because again, this guy had big Dermot energy. Like, I think he was just kind of talking to impress me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what you want me to do.
So you could go spread the word.
Yeah. Which I guess I'm doing. Any of the listeners who strip cars in Portland, watch out. There's a specific vigilante out there.
Yeah.
So that guy fucking sucked.
Yeah.
No funny story. Just fuck this dude.
Yeah. Fuck him.
You should do the colitis one last.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So we don't end on a non-story, because the other one's pretty small. It just was funny to me.
Okay. So let's do advice on women.
So one of my movers, not the one who called me boss, but the younger one, I told him I was moving because I had a breakup and stuff. And he immediately got very invested in me getting a Russian bride.
And he
was like, yeah, man, if you go to Russia, like, they have 9 women for every man. That's why they have those mail order brides. You're going to be fine. And it was very funny.
You will be A-okay.
And he immediately was like, and he meant really well.
Okay.
You know, both my movies were awesome. I would recommend them to anybody.
Okay.
But he was just like, I'll take care of you, buddy. You'll be okay. You could buy a woman from Russia because they have mixed match genders, and that shit's real. I read about it.
No. Lots of deaths of despair over in Russia. Lots of people drinking themselves to death. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially men. That's why you get so many women over there. There's excess women.
Right.
You'll be fine, buddy.
You know. So if you're really, yeah. Oh God. I mean, the fact that this complete stranger heard that story and wasn't just like, oh, dude, that sucks. Or like at the most say, oh yeah, you know, we see that a lot with moves. You know, we'll get you through.
We're nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like to immediately go to nothing would be the right answer. Like, oh, dude, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. Right?
Yeah.
Because brief commiseration and then
not a word.
Right. But to go right to I know how to solve your problem. Yeah.
And this is the way that it is. I know how to solve your problem.
Yeah.
Here's how.
Wild. Did he say that he has that he has availed himself of the services of these traffickers? I don't
think so. He had an innocence about him, like he had just learned about the concept.
Okay.
And was just like telling all his friends, like, whoa, like, did you know you could do this?
Yeah.
He kind of had that feeling to him.
So, like I've read about this. Like I've read about the mail order bride industry. Not because I was looking to avail myself of those services, but because I don't know, it's fascinating and often something that is like that universal of a punchline. There's probably like a dark and complicated story to it. But like
1,000%, it's like something that shows up in cartoons and everything.
Yeah,
like it's like Citizen Kane. Like you learn about it through pop culture before you even learn that it's a real thing, just through like parodies and references.
Would you be surprised to hear that it is both more complicated to like manage that process than that guy would lead you to believe, and also the women who go through that don't necessarily really want to be here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you believe all those?
Whether they're coerced in truly criminal ways or coerced for economic ways that are horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Coercion.
Yeah.
Wife coercion, not great.
Yeah, so I guess I'm saying is if you seek out, like, stories about the way that has actually worked, or, like, first-hand testimonials, fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
this dude was not operating at that level.
Okay.
I will say. He also... I had I was like, yeah, this happened. I have all this extra furniture that I don't want that to get rid of. And his first response to that was like, hell yeah, man, free furniture. So he was just kind of excited to be there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think he just wanted to solve all the problems. Like, anything that I said, the response was going to be, hell yeah, dude. Or like, oh, you'll get through this.
Yeah.
In the weirdest, most him way possible.
Yeah. So just enthusiastic support. I think he was just happy to be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Final one here.
Colitis comedy.
I don't have the ulcerative colitis, but bowel issues nonetheless. Let's see some colitis comedy. What's happening there?
He was, I don't know if this is going to help, but he was also on the colitis comedy hour.
the tut-tut sound, yeah. Okay.
You get the tut-tut. Oh, I wonder what she's playing. My final Lyft, this is the only Lyft driver I gave 5 stars to.
Okay.
Over the weekend. Lady had to be 50.
All right.
So picked me up, and she was like, first thing she said was like, are you in a hurry? I'm so thirsty, I want to go through a drive through and get some pop. And I'm like, oh, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Even though like I would get charged for that and stuff, it's not professional, but again, I want to point out how worn down all my defenses are
right
at this point. And then, she didn't have any cash or any money, so she decided not to.
Okay.
And she was, talking about, she's talking about setting up her VR room.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, weird, cause it's like, typically you don't see people that age being like real into VR and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to her about it because I had, again, no choice and stuff. And she's like, yeah, me and my son play these video games and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
You know? Yeah.
And she said, my son, he's so funny. He should be a comedian. And I was like, yeah. And she says, yeah, he's got like intestinal colitis or a bowel.
Okay. Yeah.
Thing that has colitis in the name of it. And he called me, and she's like, starts cracking herself up, right? So I'm not going to do it, but imagine punctuating everything I'm about to say here with just like, it's the funniest thing you've ever heard.
Okay.
He called me up once and he said, hey mom, can you give me and Shanna a ride? We're going to do ecstasy, but she's going to have to put it in my butt. I It was the last thing that I had a real, like, in the Simpsons or Homer Goes to Clown College, where he's like, you know, enough of you. You just stopped me from going to clown college for as long as you're able to. And Bart's like, I don't think any of us thought he was going to say that. I had that, like, blue screen.
Yeah, moment. It's like one of those Twitter click-throughs, like, you will never in a million years guess what this is in response to. Yeah.
This really went on a ride. I was like, oh, okay. She's going to have to put it, hey, mom.
Guess what?
Me and Shanna, I don't know if Shanna is a sister or a girlfriend or what.
Shanna can be a boy's name.
They're going to put ecstasy up their butts because of colitis.
Ecstasy,
so many questions.
Ecstasy, pretty toxic drug. Typically taken orally.
Also, I'm not a doctor, but people with colitis have mouths.
I don't know an awful lot about the chemical action of ecstasy, never taken it, but it seems like it would be more troublesome to the bowels to immediately expose. Seems like the mouth would be the preferable route to me.
Yeah, in 10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would take the drug by my mouth rather than stick it up my butt.
Yes. Yeah. That's cool that she's supportive, though, that she wasn't like, oh, my bastard son is out there experimenting with designer drugs. And I can, no.
She's one of the most permissive moms I've ever seen.
But I mean, like, also
between,
like,
the butt ecstasy and the
VR the room. VR room.
Yeah. Like, this is the definition of a cool mom.
In my head, you said that she was like, what, like 50? She was like, Yeah.
I would say 50 would be kind of my max, like dyed hair. Could have been like mid or late 40s if she had aged like not great.
Yeah.
So 50, he's kind of my guess.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, like, somebody that age, I'm picturing a kid who's, like, college age and, like, sure, maybe, like, you know, commuting to school. So, like, mm-hmm, permissive, but also, like, technically he's an adult and she just wants to...
Doesn't need to ask for butt permission.
Yeah, doesn't need to ask for butt permission, but they have the kind of relationship where, okay, driving's going to be a problem because I'm going to keister some X. To be I believe the kids say colon rolling. So if you can, yeah, if you can hop on over here and give us a ride.
Yeah, or like, because she brought it up in relation to the colitis, so my thinking was like, maybe, you know, he was had a hard time, you know, being mobile.
Okay.
And just then, like, needing the ride because, like, you know, got to put the ecstasy inside the butt to colon roll. But also, like, literally, if that happened, like, being helpless.
Okay.
You know, like, you're not helpless, but, you know, like, needing to get around. That's fucking wild.
Being impaired. There's a place that you need to go, but, like, in no
where
instance.
Do you need to go?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Like,
Shannon's going to be indulging, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, or she's not, and that's got to be a weird fucking day for Shanna.
Yeah.
You know, I just, and you don't have to ask your mom for your human pocket and stuff. Like, you get to just do it, you know? And she was saying it as a joke. She was saying he should be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
So the idea of him having colitis, so having to have a Shanna put ecstasy into his butthole, was a comedy bit for Japes and Jests. It was not, you know, it wasn't a practical problem, like, we're treating it.
Right.
You know, the idea was I was supposed to be laughing a lot at this, and, yeah, as opposed to dissociating fully.
Well, I mean, like, what was her reaction in the, like in the spot? Did you laugh because that was expected?
This is my reaction. Oh.
Oh, God.
And then at the end, there's a final little button with her.
Okay.
Is, she was like, dropped me off, and she was a nice lady. So I was like, oh, thanks, you know, take care and stuff. She's like, yeah, now I'm going to get something to drink. And I'm like, yeah, go grab her some water. You earned it. And she's like, water's boring. I'm going to get soda. Like, this cool boring mom is out of control. Like, what is up with this? How did you live this long, cool mom?
How is this mom so cool, actually?
This is the coolest mom I've ever seen. She's way into butt ecstasy. She's way into soda pop.
Yeah.
You know? What a mom.
Water's boring.
Yeah, it's exactly like that too, like a commercial for soda.
Just fucking Sunny D, like water, yeah, purple,
exactly
stuff.
That.
Yeah,
exactly. Water's boring. I'm gonna get soda. I'm like, I'm not trying to fucking stop you. You got 10 years on me. Like,
it's not binding. Like,
yeah, yeah. Me saying you can go get some water. Like, you know, I'm just a guy.
Yeah,
don't listen to me.
We're all grown people here. But also, like, I don't know. Sometimes you have to let people know how boring you find water.
Yeah, I it made me very happy to enjoy water.
Uh huh.
And cross that Rubicon, you know, because as a kid, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also thinking of kind of this, like, a little bit of a sad thing where this, like, cool mom, you know, hangs out in the VR room with Kaleida's son, like, talks about pocketing rolls with Kaleida's son, just drinks soda, like, doesn't drink water.
Oh.
You know, so maybe this is, like, a nightmare cool mom scenario.
Okay. Oh, so.
You know, like,
so
give me, but hey, Shanna, like,
she's
throw a dose in here.
She's not permissive. Like, she's the one actually driving the ship. And, like, her son just desperately wants to, like, read some Russian classics and drink a nice glass of ice water.
Maybe if he was being serious about the ecstasy thing. But I think he might be on the same wavelength.
Hmm.
It's like that horror movie, Mama, they're advertising about, which is basically about a cool mom. You know, did you see the trailers for that?
No, I haven't seen that. But
these kids start partying with, like, an older lady, and then she, like, kidnaps them and makes them continue to party.
Yeah, there's a storyline, there's a story arc in Aquith that's like that. Nice Pete kidnaps Theodore to recreate high school parties.
It's basically the same thing,
right?
No good.
Oh God. Yeah. That's rough. You know, I feel like all of us have been next to somebody trying to recapture their youth too much like that.
Yeah.
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 Or, you know, not recapture their youth, but a lot of times maybe find one they never had in the first place.
Yeah. You know? The abstract idea of youth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, just, I'm being hip with Buzz Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. Living young and thinking young.
Yeah. my son should be a comedian. He has an immune disorder that makes him poop bad, and also he does ecstasy up there.
Yeah, well, and he, I think, I mean, again though, I don't understand what the joke was, that because I have colitis she's gonna have to put up my butt. Was the idea that it would be very difficult to put it up the butt because it'd be like salmon swimming upstream?
I mean, people.
Was that the comedy joke?
Medicine goes up butt. I mean, so if the joke just is like, hey, something is going up my butt, things are going to be difficult. Like, I don't know. Medicine goes up butts a lot.
Like, sure. It's one of the main things medicine does.
Right.
You know, it loves it up there.
Yeah.
The, yeah, I don't. I mean, the relation to the colitis was the part of it that was confusing to me.
It's got real, if it wasn't for my horse, I wouldn't have spent that year in college kind of energy. Yes. Like, you're going to drive yourself crazy pursuing this line of thought. I think you need to drop it.
They're always aching.
No.
Like,
it's progressed.
Anywho.
Anyway. I'm happy you've landed. I'm happy that you don't have to take nightmare lifts.
Me too.
At least in that close of proximity, because four lift stories in a single week is too much.
It fucking sucked. Yeah. And now I can just walk around, and Thursday Quarter World opens up, and that's like you know, maybe like a 15-minute walk from my new place.
Oh shit, nice.
So I'm gonna walk down to Quarter World, hang out in the air conditioning, and play some pinball.
Fuck yeah. Oh, it's great.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm back, baby. Thanks everybody who voted for this.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for giving us room to talk about this story.
Yeah, I didn't have anything to say about way worse Castlevania.
Yeah.
It is worse.
What if a very good game was done badly? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you like this show, or this is a premium, this is exclusive.
Yes, it is.
You've already done the thing.
You've already done everybody. It. Yeah. So go check out the other premium stuff you have access to. Yeah.
Indeed.
So Until next time, as our friend on Twitter always says, or as our friend Wangleberry on Twitter always says, man, hook, hand, car, door.